fence repairs fast. This is Tony Pilkington.
Yeah, hello everybody. On a Monday afternoon where we're talking about the virus and the steps that you need to take and what to look out for and what businesses are surviving and sadly what businesses are really struggling. Joining us at the moment is the COVID-19 liaison GP with SA Health, Dr. Danny Byrne. Danny, good afternoon and welcome to 5AA. Thanks for the time. Hang on a minute or so. Danny, I'll press the right button this time. Danny, good afternoon.
Hello. Yeah, no worries, Tony. Nice to talk to you.
Oh, there's so many bloody questions out there, Danny. Mm. I mean, first of all, somebody said to me yesterday, what are the definite signs? I mean, we've got a report this morning or this afternoon coming through that researchers, you know about this, down at Flinders University, are saying that a loss of smell could be an early indicator that you've got the coronavirus. Is that right?
That's possible, but there's many more common things. Number one is a fever.
Yeah.
Then a dry cough.
Yeah.
And fatigue. The patients are really talking about this amazing fatigue. Like when you've had that real flu, I've never had the real flu because I've always had a flu shot for the last 25 years, but I can imagine, you know, what they're talking about. They're having a shower and then they're absolutely stuffed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So loss of smell is, you know, not something I'm going to be concentrating on at all. Dry cough, fever and fatigue. And then that, you know, that real bone and joint pain.
Yeah, yeah.
Sore throat, headache, chills. That really, you feel cold even though you've got a fever.
This is...
last one. Diarrhea.
Oh, really?
Can happen.
Oh, okay. Hence the rush on the toilet paper, forgotten.
Maybe the public knew something after all.
Yeah, and it says, how soon after contracting the virus will these signs become obvious, become evident?
Oh, look, the science is still sort of catching up, but 5 days is a gut feeling, but there'll be people who are quicker and people who are much slower, so... you know, you can't take that as gospel for the whole population.
All righty. This is from Bernie. This is an interesting one. Is plain old soap as effective as the antibacterial hand washers that are also rapidly disappearing from supermarket shelves?
Yeah, was that Bernie, the question from?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernie, Gold Star. It's not as effective. It's more effective. Go and buy soap. Everybody, just go and buy some normal soap.
Yeah?
Soap and water. The virus hates it.
Really?
Look, the gel, you know, the hand sanitizer gel, it's convenient. You can carry it in your purse or you can have it on the table at work.
Yeah,
but in the bathrooms, toilets, cafes, wherever, home, soap and water.
But really? Really?
How long do you have to wash your hands for, Tony?
Oh, well, yeah, okay. And the back of your hand, somebody said.
Yeah, but you should know. Come on.
Oh,
20 seconds.
Oh, as long as that?
Yep, that's...
Oh, okay.
Especially us blokes, I know none of us wash our hands for 20 seconds.
No. You do a quick hand wash, back of your hands and thing, rinse it off, put it under the dryer, and away you go.
My daughter, bless her heart, there's two ways you can do 20 seconds. You can sing Happy Birthday twice.
Right.
Or you can do that pop star Brooke. What was her name?
Brooke Swift or somebody, right?
No, Whoops! I did it again. You sing the verse, but the younger people will know.
Yeah. We're showing our age, Danny.
Yeah, you and me. Just happy birthday twice.
Happy birthday twice. Okay, that's an interesting question though from Bernie. Is the old bar of soap anywhere near as effective as the antibacterial hand wash that's hard to get these days? And you say it's as good as, if not better.
It's better.
Jan at Glendore, you got a question for Dr. Danny Byrne. Hello, Jan.
Hello. We arrived home from South America about 4 days ago, we're self-isolating.
Good.
But I do suffer from hay fever, but I've been having shortness of breath, headache, slight fatigue, and, just aching in places. But the thing is, being in self-isolation, how do I get tested? I did ring my doctor.
Yep. No, you're... I guarantee you 100% do need a test, Jan. I'm sorry to
That's
tell you.
That's what I thought.
But you're meeting all the tick boxes. You've come from overseas, less than 14 days, and now you've got symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Still good chance it's just going to be a cold or a flu, not corona. But yeah, you need to be tested. So your GP can ring up the Communicable Disease Control Branch, and your GP will know that number.
Right.
And speak to the excellent doctors on the phone line. They're here in SA Health. I've been down and seen where they work. They're on the phones like crazy. And they can actually arrange for a what's called a domiciliary nurse, a home visit.
Oh,
and,
good.
And that from SA Pathology. And let's all give a great big round of applause to SA Pathology, because
there it is,
our public provider. Yeah, and the nurse will come and stick that swab up your nose and down your throat, and there's your test.
All right, Jan, good luck with that. Hope you enjoyed South America. Susan, you're at Plimpton with a question for Dr. Danny. Hello, Susan.
Yeah, hi, guys. Look, nobody has bars of soap anymore. We all have liquid soap, pump packs.
That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, bless you.
Easily done.
I'm the same. I don't think I've had a bar of soap in my house for 15, 20 years, but I've got about 20 now.
Good on you, Doc. This is from Elspeth. A question for the doctor. Dr. Danny Byrne is our guest, the COVID-19 liaison GP with SA Health, making himself available on this Monday afternoon. Danny, the question from Elspeth, are face masks necessary? Oh, you hear this one all the time. Yeah.
Okay. If you are feeling absolutely fine and healthy, as I am right now, you do not need a face mask. If Jan, I think it was her name, the lady, she needs a test. Say the domiciliary service just can't get there, and they say, well, right, you have to go down to Flinders COVID clinic. We would love her to wear a face mask because she's got symptoms. And if she hasn't got one, as soon as she gets there, at the back of the line, they'll whack one on her straight away.
Danny, the question from Barry, he says, how long does this virus stay on surfaces for? Have we got any idea?
We do, actually. I've had to look this up for my clinic, my general practice at Happy Valley. We have magazines. You've probably seen a few doctors' magazines in your lifetime when you're in the waiting room. And ours are no more than 15 to 20 years old, I tell you. But anyway, the bloody virus lives on paper and cardboard for 24 hours.
Oh, really?
So all our magazines have been pulled out of the waiting room. So most of your listeners there going to their local GP will probably have to take your mobile phone and browse on that because there won't be any magazines.
Yeah, okay.
We've ripped out the toys and the magazines. Just out of interest, the virus hates copper surfaces, so it doesn't live long at all, just a couple of hours, I think. But it loves steel. It can live up to 3 days on steel.
Is that right? God, the things you learn.
Why are we telling everyone to wipe down the door handles and the stair rails? You know, one or two times a day?
Yeah.
Because this virus can live on steel.
It's 18 to 2. We're talking to Dr. Danny Byrne, who's the COVID-19 liaison GP with South Australian Health. Down at Plimpton, Michael's given the doctor a ring. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Phil. Hey, g'day, doctor. How are you?
G'day. I'm good, thanks.
Oh, that's good. I've just been recently diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I have to go do radiotherapy.
Yeah.
With my immune system being down already, how am I going to cope with 8 weeks of intense radiotherapy? I haven't started it yet.
Look, I don't want to ask you too many personal questions, but some prostate cancer is very early. Definitely needs the radiotherapy, but your specialist might say, you know what, the oncologists are calling it a holiday. Let's put your chemotherapy or your radiotherapy on hold for 5-6 months.
That's what I reckon.
Especially chemotherapy, probably even more than radiotherapy. Yeah. Now, the specialist will know, the oncologist will know, look, we just can't, I'm sorry, you've got to have the radiotherapy because we can't leave it.
That is what it is, but I just don't want to hurt anyone else.
I would be, sorry to cut you off. I'll be talking about the holiday. And every oncologist out there uses that term. They think, you're going to have a little holiday.
There's a new medical term for it. Dr. Danny Byrne is our guest from South Australian Health, and Simon's at Lewiston with a question for the doctor. G'day, Simon.
Yeah, g'day, Tony. How you going, mate?
Well, I'm okay, as long as you're okay. What's your question for the doc?
An interesting one, because everyone's going on about infection rates and all that sort of stuff. What is the mortality rate and the amount of people released from hospital? Why is no one emphasising the successful releases?
Yes, I'll be honest, we're so busy dealing with the new cases coming in. That sort of takes front of mind. But, you know, 2 weeks from now, we'll be celebrating releases. Well, it might interest you to know they're actually already released. A lot of our patients are sitting at home right now, probably listening to 5AA. They might even ring in if you're lucky.
But why is no one emphasising the survival rate, shall we call it?
Can I be honest? It's only hit us in the last month. We haven't got enough figures, but, you know, if we're as good as best countries in the world, we'll have a 1% death rate. And if we're as bad as the worst countries in the world, we may be having a 5 or 6% death rate. There's only one thing that's going to stop that, and that's not me, that's you guys out there in the audience. Social isolation.
Right, okay, Simon, thanks for the call.
I can't fix this, I can't cure it.
All right.
You, the population, it's in your hands, literally.
Dr. Danny Byrne from the South Australian Health Department is our guest, and he'll be back in a moment to say if you've got a question, and there's always questions for the doc, here's the opportunity. It's 2:15 now.
Each week on the 5AA Sports Show, Rowie and Bix talk to star players from the power. Thanks to PuraTap. Get a PuraTap from $49 upfront on a payment plan. T's and C's at puratap.com.au.
News. Dave Potter Honda is now Australia's number one Honda dealer. To celebrate, there's great driveway deals and a huge range, including Honda CR-V Vi Auto from $29,990 driveway and Honda HR-V VTI Auto from $26,490 driveway. All with 7 years free unlimited kilometre warranty, premium roadside assistance and a free genuine accessory pack. But hurry, final days. Only at Australia's number one Honda dealer, Dave Potter Honda. Dave Potter Honda.
If you want an energy source that goes on, try the sun. Finding a solar panel installer that goes on, that's a little trickier.
This number is no longer connected.
Origin has installed 1.3 million panels over the last 15 years. We're the solar company that goes on, so you can shine on. Call 13 24 61 or search Origin Solar. Origin, good energy.
We're talking to Dr. Danny Byrne, who's the COVID-19 liaison GP with State Health, and Tina at Mitchell Park will be our next caller. If you're retired and you're finding yourself kind of paralysed by credit card debt, don't be embarrassed about it, frustrated and thinking, oh, God, what went wrong? Where was the planning? How did I make all of these mistakes? Look, regrettably, many people take a debt into retirement and you're not alone. It might be a personal loan, perhaps a credit card debt, or perhaps even still paying off your mortgage. It makes you feel trapped, and all of a sudden you're thinking, the retirement years that I longed for and looked for and saved for and worked for, all of a sudden it's stressful. I don't have enough money. Look, the solution to this is to have a talk with Bob at Reverse Mortgage. If you're over 60, you're a homeowner, and you're struggling with credit card debt or any other sort of a debt, give Bob a call at Reverse Mortgage. A trustworthy bloke, you like him right from the word go, knows what he's talking about. It's safe, responsible, you won't lose your home. There's legislation hardwired to protect you, but what you will lose is that weight off your shoulders. So start enjoying, and you need to enjoy your retirement years, for God's sake, and remove the stress of debt. Give Bob a call at Reverse Mortgage Specialists on 833-1455. That's 833-1455, or go online, Reverse Mortgage Specialists, all one word, worth typing in, .com.au.
Care Alert is receiving a number of calls from people worried about their loved ones in isolation. We are living in an unprecedented time, and we want to help. Should a sudden illness occur while you're isolated at home, one press on your emergency pendant and help will be on its way. Various payment options are available, including rental. Or if you have access to My Aged Care or NDIS funding, you could receive yours totally free. Now is the time to act. Call 1300 75 85 95 or visit carealert.com.au.
When we first came to Camden Park, we came across this house and it had a steel roof. We just fell in love with it. At the time when we renovated the house and put the new colour bond steel roof on, brown was all the rage. It was the colour to have. It'd be a big improvement to the house to go to a more modern colour like woodland grey. And it's a real Australian type roof to me, is a colour bond steel roof.
Colour bond steel, made for Australia, loved in Adelaide.
An important announcement from Woolworths. To help our customers access the products they need during times of unusually high demand, we have revised our regular store opening hours. This will give us the chance to get as much product on shelf as possible and prepare stores for our customers. For your local store opening hours and regular updates, please visit woolworths.com.au/updates. We thank you again for your continued patience and support as we work through these challenging times together.
Cancer never rests, and for that reason, neither do we. Right now, our SunSmart program is helping protect and educate a generation of little Aussies. Our 131120 nurses are giving one-on-one phone support to people affected by cancer. And the funds you raise help our world-class researchers unlock more answers. And tomorrow, with your help, we'll start again. Cancer Council. Every minute, every hour, every day.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Caravan Repairs. Easy insurance repairs, fast. This is Tony Pilkington.
It's a little after 10 to 2 on this Monday afternoon. Our guest is Dr. Danny Byrne. Danny is the COVID-19 liaison GP with SA Health, and there are so many telephone calls for him. Danny from Mitchell Park. We've got Tina on the phone. G'day, Tina.
Yeah, hi. Just watching 60 Minutes last night, we're hearing that there's a vaccine in America that's about 18 months away, and yet we spoke to an Australian doctor who's using a combination of a couple of drugs that supposedly killed the virus in test tube, and he was talking about having a potential vaccine up and running by winter of this year, so June, July of this year. Why aren't we hearing more about that?
To be honest, the only talk I've heard about a vaccine in my circles has been the 18 months. The 18-month wait. There's so much testing. I mean, we can't release a vaccine onto the market that's actually worse than this virus, can we? I mean,
the drugs he was using are two tested drugs as a combination. Yeah.
Well, that would be drugs for a treatment, and there's lots of experiments going on now. But a vaccine is an immunisation that you have a needle in your arm and it boosts your immune system, and then you will never catch coronavirus. So there's a difference between a treatment. Lots of anecdotal, and you know, because we don't really have a cure, so you know, doctors, you know, we're trying everything. We're throwing the kitchen sink at this thing, and but you know, there's no one drug that's a miracle drug. Otherwise, we'd be using it. So we've just got to watch this space. I appreciate your question. But can I, you know, you brought up vaccination, which is perfect for me to talk about the flu shot, the flu vaccine. Because, you know, we're all under the pump. We've got no control over this virus. But the one thing you can control, you can go and have a flu shot. And they're going to be out in a couple of weeks, different delivery dates at different general practices because they're on a fortnightly delivery system. But, you know, if you're over 65 or if you've got one of the chronic conditions, and we've been talking chronic conditions with corona for ages now, diabetes, heart failure, asthma, COPD, and you know, you're under 65, but you've got one of those conditions, you qualify for a free flu shot at your GP. And the over 65s out there, you'll get the special one. I like to tell my patients, you got the four times stronger one, better than one I can get. And the one you get at the chemist, very good. All of you young, fit, healthy, you know, my two girls, 24 and 28, off to the chemist, get one. That's great. But that's the standard flu shot. you're over 65, have to get the one that you can only get at the GP, and that's the four times stronger one. That's the one.
That's the one of
it. Because it boosts your immune system so much better, because, as we know, this coronavirus is hitting the older people, so...
And Danny, this really powerful one for those of us over 65 will be available as when?
Roughly about 2 weeks from now.
A couple of weeks from now.
Okay. Which is actually earlier. The government has done a pretty good job to bring it forward because normally you wouldn't even be getting it until May.
All righty. Jan, you're at Happy Valley. You've got a question for Dr. Danny. Hello, Jan.
Yes, good afternoon, Pilco and Dr. Danny. If you do get the virus, Dr. Danny, what do you do in regards to treatment? Being a virus, you can't have antibiotics, so what do you do for treatment?
Fantastic. Your audience asks such fantastic questions, Pilco. Rightio, so let's go through this carefully. 80% of us are going to get a nasty flu. Just a headache, chills, that bone aches, cough, the fatigue I talked about, and 80% of us are going to sit at home for 2 weeks, listening to lots of 5AA, watching a lot of TV, reading a few books.
Yeah.
And you know, 2 weeks, it's a long time, but you'll get through it. And at the end, you'll feel great and you've recovered and you'll actually say to yourself, hey, I'm immune. That's fantastic. I've come out the other side, so that's 80%, okay?
Good, now, okay.
Now, just say you've got one of those diseases, diabetes, asthma, COPD, you're on lots of tablets, you're over 65, you're even getting up to 80. Unfortunately, with all that, this virus doesn't like you, and it's going to say, I'm going to hit you hard, your immune system is just not good enough, and...
No.
5, 10, 15% of you are going to end up in hospital. And, you know, this is the really hard bit. Yeah.
Oh, geez, yeah, okay.
And, you know, one, just think of 100 people. One person that you know out of 100 people, you know, there's 300 people at your wedding, so... Maybe next year, two or three of those people won't be with us.
Oh, God. Okay, Andrew, you're at Allgate. G'day, Andrew. Thanks for the call. What's your question for Dr. Danny?
G'day. Thanks for having a heart too, Dr. Danny. But my question is surrounding the testing kits. I know they're pretty strict at what they're testing at the moment, and they're not really able to use them over a lot of people because they don't have enough kits. So... I'm wondering when Australia is going to start...